Welcome. You're listening to Talk About Healthy Living. I am so pleased to have you join me today.
Oh, this is a tough topic, but one so essential to address. When you lose a loved one, a spouse, a beloved pet, or even when there is a death of a relationship or a job, the feelings can be overwhelming and devastating. In today's episode, I share ways to cope more fearlessly. I'll talk about the inevitability of loss as part of life's experience and ways to shift your mindset about death and loss. I'm your host, Peggy Cielfon, personal development coach trained by world masters in Eastern and Western traditions. Let's face it, few want to deal with death or the idea of losing a loved one who's such an integral part of daily life. Personally, I've had to deal with a great many losses this last year, which is what propelled me, I guess, to tackle the subject since I'm confronting this whole emotional upheaval so intensely myself. In this last year, I lost a very dear close relative and several very close friends who were such important parts of my life. And somehow these deaths brought back an old trauma for me, the distress of my very first truly major gut-wrenching loss when my mother died. She was 65, I was 31. I thought she was invincible and she would be with us well into her 90s. She was my rock, my advisor, my supporter. When she died, I felt like I lost just a huge chunk of myself. I honestly wasn't sure I could go on or ever recover. But as the saying goes, time heals, and time has given me extensive trainings that have helped me, and I hope can help you. Let's consider that dealing with death isn't always about a loss of life. It can be a divorce, the death of a marriage, an illness, and the loss of good health. Losing a job and the loss of financial security, retirement, and the death of a certain identity, loss of friendship, or even the sale of a family home. These can all trigger different levels of grief. But to me, the agony of losing a living being is shattering. A pet that's given you unconditional love day in and day out. A spouse or a life partner who protected, supported, loved you, who was your foundation. That can be the most intense adjustment. Or losing a parent. Or God forbid, the worst of all, is losing a child. These kinds of losses can be absolutely crushing, paralyzing. The morning after my mother died, I watched the sunrise over the Atlantic Ocean on the beach where I grew up. And I remember thinking, wow, looking at all of this in front of me, the expanse of nature, energy never dies. And everything is made up of energy. My mother's got to be out there somewhere. Her energy cannot be destroyed. It's only transformed into something else. It made me come to grips with the fact that dying is not unnatural or untimely. It is part of life's journey. It's not a cosmic mistake. Everyone has their time to be born and to die. Agreements are made before a person incarnates, and dying is part of that agreement. We are spirit beings having a human experience, and physical death is merely part of that experience. The soul never dies. In some ways, I find this understanding comforting, but I have to admit that recently I still felt unbearable sadness when a really good friend passed suddenly, which was also a disturbing reminder of my own mortality. Well, that could be me. I felt a kind of survivor's guilt. And then I was also angry at myself that I hadn't prioritized spending more time with my friend, reaching out more often to do more with her. So how to resolve all of these feelings? First and foremost, feel them. Allow yourself to feel the loss, the sadness. There's no timeline for grieving, and there is no normal. Accept that grief can trigger unexpected feelings, including anger and denial. What you feel is unique to you and your situation. Let it happen. And in the process, seek support from trusted friends, family members, join a support group, or seek out a professional. Most importantly, give yourself emotional support by physically taking good care of yourself. So make sure to eat healthfully. Choose fresh fruits, vegetables, soups and stews are good comfort foods. Nurture yourself. Resist junk foods and sugars, which can actually feed depression. So do things that make you feel better. Get regular massages. Take long walks. Listen to music. Sleep late. Spend time with friends and family. Discover new hobbies. Few things are as painful as losing someone you love. It's one of life's biggest adjustments, but in time you can ease the sorrow and begin to look to the future and really accept the loss. Recently, I've coached several new widows who had enjoyed very long marriages. They found moving on was the most difficult part of the process. The idea of creating a new identity, who were they without their spouse? And they felt guilty, as if they'd forget their husbands if they moved on. But moving on is more about being able to embrace a new chapter of life. It doesn't mean they can't have all the wonderful memories and deeply cherish and be grateful for what they had. Keep those memories alive. Now, it can also help to volunteer and do something for others. In fact, at those special times of year, like holidays, birthdays, or anniversaries, choose to do something proactively. Do something different. Start creating new traditions to honor the memories, while at the same time creating a new life, a new story. In 1969, psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross introduced what became known as the five stages of grief. The first is denial. Well, this can't be happening to me. Then there's anger. Well, why is this happening? Then there's bargaining. Oh, please make this not happen, and in return, I'll do XYZ. And then there's depression, where you just can't get out of bed. I'm too sad to do anything. And then finally, there's acceptance. I'm at peace with what happened. Now, if you're experiencing any of these emotions, it may help to know that your reaction is natural and that in time you will heal. It's also important to know that not everyone who grieves goes through all of these stages, and that's okay too. You have your own process. You may wish to proactively preserve someone's memory. You can make a box of mementos, photos, or whatever you choose. You might consider writing a letter to the person and include your feelings, things you want to say or express gratitude for what that person brought into your life. For my friend Susan, I made a donation in her name to a charity we had discussed supporting. Soon I'll walk the beach where we used to stroll together discussing life, loves, and challenges. As time passes, I'm sure I'll find more ways to pay tribute to her amazing spirit. And as I do, I'll feel better. You may find that feelings of grief return again and again. A scent, a sound, a moment reminds you of that person, and you may feel anxiety, depression, loneliness, anger. You might have trouble sleeping. Rather than thinking these are setbacks, think of them as reflections of how you felt and that your loved one's life was deeply important to you. Cherish the memories. Just remember, grieving is a process and not a permanent condition. Loss is a major energetic shift and adjustment. The essence of a living being does not die. The soul, higher self, spirit, or whatever you wish to call it, moves on. Trust in the process, and whatever comes up for you, honor it. And I'll put links in the show notes to a few processes, techniques that might help you weather through this difficult period. I hope you benefited from your time with me today. I'm sending you love and light, and I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Talk About Healthy Living.